Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We give God all the glory. Such a pleasure, such a joy to come your way with the word of God once again. I hope the sermon series we're going through is blessing your life, upholding your prophetic word. The times we are in require it. A lot of people have forgotten what God told them before they entered this year. And now it is my prayer that as these messages come your way, you will not be one of such. It is my prayer that you will uphold the word of God above all your conditions, above all your situations, above all your crises, so that the word of God will transform your life and turn your situation around for you. I see 2020 as a great year, for great testimonies, irrespective of whatever is going on across the globe. It is still a great year for those who will uphold the word of God, uphold their prophetic word, and stick to what God has told them concerning this year. See you with a great testimony at the end of the year. Say amen in Jesus' name. God bless you. Quickly, let's go to the word of the Lord. Let's see what God has for us today. Shall we share a word of prayer first? Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We ascribe it all to you because, Papa, if it had not been for you, we don't know where we would be. That we are alive, that we are still in the faith, that we are able to connect to you, that we are able to hear your word, that we are able to ascribe meaning to our lives, that we are able to desire your word and even go the extra mile of having to pave to hear it is a joy. Such passion, such desire, such a longing for the word of God. It's only the working and the perfecting of grace in us. So, Papa, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus at this moment as your word comes to us. Let it come as it always does with power to build our faith and to position us in the way that we ought to stand, in the way we ought to go, and in the manner that we ought to live our lives. We thank you. We embrace the coming of your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, child of God, we want to continue our sermon series, upholding your prophetic word. Upholding your prophetic word. In the first episode, we said the word of God is important. It's important that we uphold our prophetic word, because by our prophetic word, we know what has been apportioned for us. In the second episode, we said by our prophetic word, we are able to wage a good warfare. So whenever you are faced with crisis or challenges, what you really have to do is try and remember what God told you before you got into that situation. Before the crisis came, before the challenges hit you, what did God tell you? Because most of the time, God gives you a word ahead of seasons. And when the seasons manifest, it is now left for you to know how to handle the seasons, what to do, where to go, where to be. You get what I'm saying? Because God said to Elijah, after the famine had commenced in Israel, God said to Elijah, now, leave where you are and go to the brook Kidron, and I will take care of you there. Then after a while, he also said to him, leave the water. After the water dried up, he said, leave this place and go to Zarephath, for I have prepared a widow woman to take care of you there. So there are seasons in life. There are times in life. And as the times and seasons come, we must align ourselves properly. And how do we do that? We need to uphold our prophetic word. And that's what we are going to go into today most of the time. How to align yourself with the times and seasons of your destiny. So that's the third episode for this subject matter. We are looking at, we are upholding our prophetic word. Why? Because by our prophetic word, we are able to align ourselves with the times and seasons of our destinies. Aligning yourself with the times and seasons of your destiny. So we've seen that by our prophetic word, we are able to know what God has apportioned for us. By our prophetic word, we are able to wage a good warfare. And by our prophetic word, we are able to align ourselves with the times and seasons of our destiny. So let's go into God's word quickly and see what the Lord will teach us today. Daniel chapter 9, verse 1 to 3. Daniel chapter 9, verse 1 to 3. Reading from the New King James Version, the Bible says, "In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Then I set my face towards the Lord God to make request by prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes." Verse 4, let me add verse 4. "And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments." So this is Daniel. This is Daniel. And Daniel is saying that in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, he discovered by the reading of books that the number of years for which Jerusalem would be desolate was 70 years. Now, when he talks about the desolation of Jerusalem, he's talking about the period between Jeremiah's prophecy of the exile and the time of Babylon and afterwards. So it was a time between when Jeremiah prophesied that Jerusalem was going to go into captivity, and they did go into captivity, for which Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and some of the Israelites ended up in captivity in Babylon. Now, Nebuchadnezzar's time of reign had gone by, and Darius is now the king, and the time of the Medes had also taken over the Babylonians. So, you see, the prophecy of the great image that Nebuchadnezzar dreamt of had already kicked in. Now, Daniel understood that right after the death of Nebuchadnezzar, and Darius would come, and after that, which was almost a period of 70 years. Now, the captivity of his people had to come to an end. The captivity of his people. They had been there almost 70 years. And he has discovered that, hey, this captivity, this period, should not go beyond 70 years. And you would realize that it was actually by this revelation that Daniel positioned himself to offer up prayers for the deliverance and redemption of his people. What am I talking about? Daniel understood by the books, by revelation, by studying, by going back to what had been written, by the prophetic word of Jeremiah, he understood by the word of prophecy that they would only be in captivity for 70 years. And at the end of the 70 years, their freedom must be given to them. They have to go back. They have to be set free. Now, I said something in our last episode, that God would have you, that God would want you to have something, does not mean that life would give it to you on a silver platter. Life gives us what we demand, not what we deserve. So Daniel realized that, hey, if we do not do something about our situation, These 70 years might even go overboard and we will still be in captivity. So Daniel says in verse 3, what did he say? He says, then I set my face towards the Lord God to make request by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. The guy was desperate. He said, hey, our time of deliverance is at hand. And there is something we have to do. Now, child of God, you must understand that all the times and all the seasons of life are not the same. And actually, your life or your destiny is a function of the times and the seasons you live in. Your destiny is a function of the times and the seasons you live in. The times and the seasons we live in today are very different from the times and the seasons that were prevalent in Bible times. Amen. The days of Noah are different from the days of Moses, different from the days of Elijah, different from the days of Daniel, and different from our days. Even the times and seasons we live in 2020 are very different from the times and the seasons we experienced last year and beyond. I'm sure last year some of us were preaching that divided we stand, united. Divided we fall, united we stand. Can you believe that? In 2020 now, the message is that united we fall, divided we stand. Because you have to undertake social distancing protocols. You have to adhere to social distancing protocols. And you can't hug anymore. When you are even embracing your loved ones or kissing your loved one, it's some way. When my wife comes back from work, I have to require her to go and shower, clean off, before she even comes to touch her children. Life is in seasons. Life is in times. And sometimes, the equation of your destiny is defined by the times and the seasons you are in. The equation of your destiny is defined by the times and the seasons you are born into. Hallelujah. The summation of a man's life is derived by the accumulation of his actions and inactions over time. The accumulation of your life is derived. The summation of your life, when we want to measure all that you have lived for, all that you have done, we put together all your actions and inactions over the period that you lived. So the period in which you live is crucial to what you can do and what you cannot do. Yes. The times in which you live determine what you can do and what you cannot do. We are constrained by times and seasons. There are things you would want to do, but times may not favor you. There are places you would want to go, but times may not favor you. You see, as we speak now, there are people who plan that in this month of April, they would be in the United States transacting business. They would want to go and market their products in China. They would want to go and do a lot of things. They planned it maybe in January, February, and then lo and behold, in March, coronavirus hits our part of the world. So they have plans, but they are unable to carry out the plans as they would have wanted. Why? Because the times and the seasons has constrained them. Times and the constraints of times and seasons can limit your actions. But when God gives you a prophetic word, even when you are not able to do the things you plan to do, you are able to align yourself for the times and the seasons that you are in, such that at the end of it all, you will still have an upper hand in life. I'm speaking to you on an online radio platform. And before March this year, I had no idea that we were going to come up with this technology. Our ministry did not have any plans whatsoever to build this technology or to adopt this as a way of preaching the gospel. But see, because of a word of prophecy, because of a certain thought, a prophetic thought that came into somebody's mind, the person called me one day and said, "Pastor, I have designed this for you for so that you preach the word of the Lord." And I said, "It is God that spoke to you." This is somebody that is not usually even in contact with me. This is somebody I've not heard from for almost like 4 or 5 years now. But he and his wife were there one day and the Lord just spoke to them. And they got in touch with me. And this is how we are now spreading the gospel. We are now preaching on this interface. We are making use of this technology because somebody received an idea that was prophetic. I told you the last time, your prophetic word doesn't have to come from a prophet. Your prophetic word can come in your dream. It can come as an idea. It is something that God sows into your spirit. It can be a thought, an idea that God puts into your mind to pursue at a certain time to produce a certain result and carry you to the next level of your life. So your prophetic word is what enables you to align yourself, position yourself, readjust your actions, readjust your plans, make amendments, balance the equations that favor and do not favor, and try to get something out of the season that you are in. So what did Daniel say? Daniel said that when he realized that it was almost time for their deliverance, he had to commit himself to prayer, alignment, spiritually align himself so that it will not pass him by. Their deliverance would not pass the season that it was due. Oh, I pray that you will have a prophetic word. I pray that you will align yourself by a prophetic word. I pray that your times and your seasons will not constrain you to the extent where you begin to contemplate suicide and contemplate death and contemplate all the other evils that are associated with the frustrations of being in a certain time and a certain season that will not favor you. Know, but you will align yourself properly. You will position yourself properly. You will be in the right place at the right time. And you will get the best out of your moments. You will get the best out of your moments. Why? Because God will speak to you. And when God speaks to you, child of God, uphold his word. Uphold his word. Exalt the word of the Lord above your conditions. Daniel exalted the word of prophecy above their condition. And he took the word up in prayer and he contended for his people. He sought mercy. He engaged the mercy seat. He cried out to God. He said, "Lord, have mercy on us. Our time of deliverance is now. Have mercy on us." And by his prayer, by his fasting, by his groanings, the Lord visited his and his people. The Lord visited him and his people and changed their condition for them. Another interesting story is that of Esther. At the time when a man called Haman lifted up his heart against the Jews, Bible says that he made payment for the destruction of the Jews. He committed money for the destruction of the Jews. And when Mordecai heard of the plot, he wrote to Esther. He sent a messenger to Esther. And he said, "Esther, this is the time that we are in. I know that you have been made a queen recently. And it looks as if you are enjoying the plush and pleasantry of the palace. But this is the time that we are in. We have been hit by a crisis. And somebody is requesting our head on a silver platter, and it is time for us to make a move that will avert
that the plans and the intentions of the enemy. And Esther said, "Oh, Uncle Mordecai, this is not a good time. This is not a good time. The king has not requested for me for quite a while. And if I go and speak to him about this matter, you know what the law says. I may lose my life." And Mordecai said, "Young lady, I know what the law says. But these times we are in are not times that we go by laws. These are times when we uphold a higher law above the laws of the land. These are times when you uphold a greater law and you take up a greater approach, a supernatural approach. Because you may not know that perhaps God has brought you into the kingdom for such a time as this. God has brought you into the kingdom for such a time as this." What was Mordecai telling Esther? He was telling Esther that, "Esther, the reason why you have been made a queen was so that when this day comes, you will exercise your influence for the deliverance of God's people. Your being made queen is tied to this moment of deliverance. Your position as queen is tied to the deliverance of your people. And if you are not able to do anything at this time, young lady, be careful, because God is able to bring deliverance by another means. But as for you and your house, we don't know what will be said of you. We don't know what will befall you. We don't know what will come upon you." And when Mordecai said this to Esther, Esther realigned herself. She went into fasting. With all her maidens, she went into fasting. 3 days she fasted. And she took a bold step and approached the king. Even though she had not been summoned, she approached the king. She had taken supernatural precautions. She had covered herself with prayer and fasting. And she had first of all engaged the grace and the favor of God. So it was easy for her to access the grace and the favor of the king. Times and seasons. How are you living your life in these times? How have you aligned yourself in these seasons that we are in? Child of God, if you forsake your prophetic word, one of the things that will likely befall you is that you will be frustrated by the times and the seasons of life. Frustration is the preserve of those who have no prophecy to continue living from. Frustration is the preserve. It is the lot of those who do not have a prophetic word to see them through the seasons of their lives. I pray that this will not be so for you. Whatever God said to you before you came into this year, whatever God said to you before you started that business, whatever God said to you before these seasons came upon you, this is the time for you to uphold the word of God. And you must uphold the word above your condition. When men are saying there is a casting down, you must declare there is a lifting up. When men are saying there is a casting down, you must say there is a lifting up. Why? Because you know what God said will happen to you. You know what God said he has prepared for you. You know what God has said. Yeah, I know the plans I have for you. They are good plans. They are not plans to destroy you. So when your business is being destroyed, you know it is not of God. When your marriage is being destroyed, you know it is not of God. When something evil comes upon you, you know it is not of God. Because God says the plans I have for you, they are good. And they are plans to prosper you and bring you to a good end. When the end of your business, the end of your life, the end of your marriage, the end of your project, the end of your ministry does not look good, it is not of God. It is an attack. And you must get up and go into fasting. Put on sackcloth, sit somewhere and groan and groan and groan in the spirit until the hand of God falls upon your situation Exalt your word of prophecy. Tell the Lord, Father, this is what you have said, and I believe you, and I take hold of what you have said. And by what you have said, I demand a change in my condition. By the word of the Lord, I demand a change in my life. By the word of the Lord, I demand a change in my finances. By the word of the Lord, I demand a change in my circumstances. By the word of the Lord, I demand a change. Because God has spoken. And when God speaks, his children must take his word and enforce it as law. Enforce the word of the Lord to be the law of your life. Seasons and times are influenced by the laws of nature. Seasons and times are influenced by the laws of nature. Day and night put together forms one day. That is the law of nature. Day and night put together forms one day. That is the law of nature. If you want to break that law, you must engage a higher law, which is a spiritual law, which is by the word of the Lord. So Joshua, on the day of battle, realized the sun was setting and they were still engaged in battle. And he realized that the battle would be more difficult in the night. So he lifted up his voice and prophesied to the sun and said, "Sun, stand still." And by his word, the sun stood still. He engaged a spiritual power and controlled the elements of nature so that his seasons would not frustrate his course. Child of God, if you are going to subscribe to the laws of nature, even in times like as critical as this, you will be frustrated. If the only law you understand is the law of nature, you will be frustrated. If the only law you understand is the law of the common times, you will be frustrated. If you only live by the timing of the chronos, you will be frustrated. All you know is 24 hours in a day, you will be frustrated. Because there are laws by which we engage higher activities. And even when it is night in the world, for us it is day. Yeah. Even when it is night in the world, for us it is day, because we operate by a certain law. When men are sleeping in the night, others are forming their destinies in the night. When men are sleeping, you think that the night time is for sleeping. I tell you, there are people who don't sleep in the night. There are forces that are being released in the time of the night to determine the events of the day. But you are always asleep. Be careful now. Be careful. You can't be sleeping like that. You can't be sleeping all the time like that. Because your destiny is designed by times and seasons. Your destiny is influenced by times and seasons. What you do in the night affects the day. What you do in the day affects the night. Bible says the sons of Issachar were people who had understanding of their time, so they had an upper hand over their brethren. You see, if you do not have an upper hand over your seasons, you will not have an upper hand over your people. If you do not align yourself to live in a certain way, to live and command a certain amount of wisdom for times and seasons, you cannot rule your days. You cannot rule your seasons. You cannot rule in your time. You make the best of your years when you have understanding and you are well aligned with the times. Everything that comes your way, every day, every week, every month, it is your life that is going like that. So what has God told you about these times? What has God told you about these days? Have you sought the face of the Lord for the years ahead? You know, a lot of people are saying that coronavirus will go next month. Do you believe it? A lot of people are saying coronavirus will go in 2 months or in 2 weeks. Oh, it will all be over. Let me give you something. Let me tell you something. Take time. It's not really about when coronavirus will end or will not end. I'm not a prophet of doom. If I tell you coronavirus will stay with us till the end of the year, or even for as long as it can stay, it's not relevant. The most important thing is that with or without this pandemic in the world, with or without this coronavirus still in the world, what can you do as a child of God to make the most of the times that we are in? How have you aligned yourself to live above the law of coronavirus? How have you aligned yourself? How have you positioned yourself to take advantage of the seasons that we are in? You need a prophetic word. If you are still frustrated by the times, you need a prophetic word. You need God to open your eyes, open your ears, open your heart, and reveal to you the things that are hidden. And reveal to you laws that are higher than what is prevailing. Reveal to you ways and means by which you can usurp the moment and ride on the colors of victory. We are children of God. We have the DNA of God in us. And irrespective of what times or seasons we are in, victory is our portion. But when you do not know what God has said concerning your life, you subscribe to anything short of victory. If you do not know what God has said concerning your life, you subscribe to anything, any condition that is short of victory, because you think that it is the will of God, when it is not. But when you know your prophetic word, when you remember your prophetic word, when you know what God has promised you, you will not settle for anything short of victory. You will not settle for anything short of glory. You will not settle for anything short of praise. You will not settle for anything short of courage. And anything short of goodness, you will not settle for it. Because it is not the will of the Father that any of us should perish. So I come your way this evening, this morning, this afternoon, whatever time that you are listening to me, I've come your way with this word. And I want to encourage you. This time is a time to align yourself. Let's go to God in prayer. Increase your prayer time. Increase your devotion to the word. Let us seek the face of God, just like Daniel did, just like Esther did, so that we can know, we can engage other laws, other principles, we can engage certain ideas and certain imaginations, we can engage the mind of God for our lives in times like this and in the times ahead. I've heard a man of God say on another way, on another platform, he said, the world is not going to get easier. Life in this world is not going to get easier. And I believe him. Life in this world is not going to get easier. We are in the end times. And apart from this pandemic and apart from coronavirus, there is going to be a lot of natural, supernatural, human, non-human events that will come upon the world. And child of God, whatever happens must not take you by surprise. Whatever happens must not take you by surprise. You must live with first-hand information about the events that are about to take place. And you must be prepared. You must be prepared. You must be well aligned spiritually and physically. You must be well aligned to benefit from the seasons and the times as they come by. All the events of life have one reason. They have one objective. They are coming to work for your good and for your glory. Because that is what the Bible says. It says, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, and unto them that are called according to his purpose. So as for us who love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose, all things, including coronavirus, has come to work for our good. I don't know about you, but I have aligned myself for great things. I have aligned myself for beautiful years ahead. I believe and I am holding on to the word of God. And I am trusting the Lord that the days ahead are going to be good days. I don't know what the world is saying. But as for me and my house, as for the people of God, as for they that know their God, they shall work strong and they shall do exploits. May these days be the days for your exploits. May these years be the years for your exploits. May these seasons be the seasons for your exploits. May the year 2020 be the year of your great testimonies. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. I pray that the word of the Lord has blessed you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's say a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the coming of your word. We have been blessed. We've heard a lot. We pray that as we ponder over this word, you will align us. You will position us. You will minister to us. You will reveal to us what we must do so that we will make the most of the seasons that have come upon us. So that we will have a good stand to still receive the testimonies that you have promised us for this year and for the years ahead. Thank you, Lord, for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, child of God, for tuning in. Once again, this is Pastor Ruben, the senior pastor of King's Glory International Ministry. We love you. That is why we go through all these means to bring you the word of God. I pray that you will also share the links with other people and get your friends and your loved ones to tune in and hear the King's Word broadcast every time that it is brought to you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.